That's about it. Someone called up wanted to hear about it still. Why must I always go over those painful memories? Why do I have to relive my life in hell?
Estelle! You slob, are you listening this morning? I'm hating your guts today.
A lot of people say Greasy was so unsympathetic. I was unsympathetic.
It was her attitude. She had an attitude. You know what I mean? An attitude Estelle had.
Like the time we went shopping. I hate shopping. I hate the supermarket. I hate it. Estelle is standing there with a shopping cart. I'm kind of looking around, smoking the Camel. And she looks at me. She says, you know, you could help me. And that really set me off. Because, you know, a nice person would have said, honey, if you help me, we can get out of here sooner. Here, why don't you take these items on the list? I'll take these. We'll meet up here and we'll leave. But no, did she say that? No, she just looked at me. She said, you know, you could help me. And it just set me off the wrong way. So I said, okay, I'll help you. You need some of this Preparation H over here on the shelf for those hemorrhoids that you're plagued with? And I said it loud so the other shoppers would look at us. They kind of chuckled. She said, no, I don't need any Preparation H, but maybe you need some of this lidocaine for that painful rectal itching you're always complaining about. Now a couple of people started to guffaw. I said, no, that's not a problem with me, but maybe you need some of this Massingill douche for your vaginitis, I screamed. She said, no, that's not acting up, but maybe you need some of this Cruax to put on your rotten crotch, she screamed at me. I said, no, I don't need any Cruax. Maybe you need some of these boilies for those boils on your buttocks. She said, no, they're no problem. But maybe you need this A200 for the crabs you're always scratching at. I said, maybe you need some of this Pepto-Bismol for your sour stomach you're always belching in my face. She said, I don't need that. But maybe you need some of this K-O-Pectate for that oozing diarrhea. Doing laundry for you is a nightmare. By this time, everybody's gathered around. The store is howling with laughter. I said, maybe you need some of this Lavoris here for your lousy bed. She said, no, I don't need that. But maybe you need some of this dental floss for that built-up plaque you have all over your bike, husband. Yeah, I said, well, all right, how about this? Some Blistex. Looks like you're getting a herpetic fever blister. Put some of this Blistex. She said, oh, no, I'm not there. Maybe you need some Head and Shoulders for your problem dandruff. I said, no, maybe you need to buy these rubber pants for your midnight bedwetting. She said, oh, yeah? I said, yeah. And I went hot-footed into the center of the store. I grabbed the mic, you know, those microphones right by the cash register. I grabbed one of those things. I said, attention, shoppers. There's a sleaze bag on the loose. A sleaze bag on the loose. And I cranked up that mic as loud as it would go. I said, if you want to see a sleaze bag, go to aisle 4. She's a hose bag, sleaze bag, nugget. Estelle went hot-footed to the front of the store. She grabbed another mic and she craned it toward her. She said, attention, if you want to see a totally worthless human being, as a husband, as a provider, as a human being, I say worthless, there's a special aisle 5. Look at him there. Aisle 5 for a worthless human being. By this time, the manager says, no, you can't be doing that. I said, get away from there. Get away. Pushed him into a whole stack of canned goods. Yeah. And then I threw a can of cling peaches and heavy syrup at Estelle. She ducked and went right out of the street. Yeah. By this time, the store security guard backhanded me with his nightstick. I went to my knees. They cuffed me. They cuffed Estelle. And they put us in the back of a police car. And they drove us downtown to book us for destruction of property and for being disorderly in public. And as they were carrying us away, I looked over at Estelle and she looked over to me. I said, Estelle, it's hard to believe. All we went in there for was a loaf of bread and a dozen eggs. We were poor.